All the boys in the house here tonight, welcome to Steel and Naz, Mass Music Radio's Pioneer Podcast. We're located once again in Quincy Corner at the Mass Music Radio headquarters. On tonight's show, we're joined by everyone here. We got Steel, myself, Naz, we got Anton, we got James, we got Magic all in the building. What's going on, guys?
Hey, we're doing all right, doing all right.
Jerking with the offhand.
We got some previews for the Bruins and Celtics coming up, but before we do that, we had another superb guest on the show tonight, Milton native, who's in the Philadelphia Phillies organization, came from Northeastern Baseball. Sam Jacobsack joined the show, and he was a riot. Got the people going. Talked about the Milton Quincy rivalry at BK. Talked about his career, getting signed by the Phillies, everything like that. What we think about the interview, guys?
Good guy.
Yeah, good guy. Loved it.
Definite guy who lets it rip, you can tell.
Yeah.
And he's going to let it rip on the mound whenever
hope,
he gets
hope
to
hope he gets
do
a
it.
Good shot down there.
Absolutely. And so what we'll be covering tonight is the Bruins and Celtics start set to kick off this weekend. We'll also have Steel Salute, my bonehead of the week. We'll mention some more baseball stuff of what happened last weekend and last night in Houston. We'll leave it at that, but right now we'll bring in it to the Sam Jacobsack interview. Here we go. I'm here with the boys, and we got a very special interview tonight. Sam Jacobsack from Milton, Mass., Northeastern baseball alumni, currently with the Philadelphia Phillies organization. Sam, how are we doing today, and how does that all sound to you?
Good. Doing great. It sounds awesome. It's a good intro.
Nailed it.
Not bad. What's been kind of keeping you busy right now with, I know obviously the sun's out there, but, you know, not a lot of baseball being played outside of the big leagues.
Yeah, no, it's tough. Really, the only thing's pushing me is kind of hopefully maybe getting a couple weeks down in Florida if stuff clears up with the Phillies. But, I mean, ultimately it's kind of just I'm waiting for spring training next year. So every day I'm just kind of working out. I just started throwing again. So the grind's back. But it's nice to be in the Cape. Nice to be in the Cape, doing the grind.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, absolutely.
Absolutely. Any water sports, anything fun out there?
Yeah, my buddies, he has a lake house, so we always wakeboarding and stuff. So, yeah.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, let it ride. A few Bud Lights in there, you know?
Let it ride. I think you're going to say let it rip, man.
Anton here, just a question regarding kind of the minor leagues and how open, like, the Phillies organization is towards you, like, regarding – I know they're trying to cut down on a lot of the minor leagues and really just not giving you, you know, the time of day. Are they being open with you, or are they kind of telling you, you know, this is the plan, this is where I'm going to go, or what are they doing with you?
Yeah, no, I mean, they have been, like, this is one of the reasons why I chose Philly. I mean, they're just like a class act organization. I know they've agreed they're gonna pay all their minor league players all the way up until the end of September, which a lot of MLB guys weren't saying. And then, once I got into the organization, they kind of treated, like, whether you're a first rounder, whether you're a 40th rounder, they treat you all the same. So, like, yeah, they've mentioned kind of, like, they're going to chop some teams off, but nothing's really definite yet. So, I mean, right now you're kind of just betting on yourself.
That's what it's all about. Let me switch gears here. So, you grew up in Milton, right? Born and raised?
Yep.
So what – was your dream always, like, I don't know, get a professional organization, play Division I college baseball? How did it really start up in Milton with playing, local baseball? I'm sure you played a bunch of games over at Cunningham Park there, a nice park there.
Yeah, no. You play baseball when you're younger just, like, almost for fun. I mean, kind of now there's so many more showcases now. But, like, when I was little, it was always about, like, Cooperstown, the Little League World Series. And then you kind of get up. And, like when you get a freshman in high school, you're like, oh, I want to be in varsity. And that was the biggest thing, and I ended up getting to do that.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly. And then I kind of grew up, I kind of seen I got a local guy like Rich Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And I was
that
like, 12-6
like,
oh.
is sickening. Yeah,
Milton's yeah, finest.
Exactly. And I was like, yeah, like, I want to do what this guy did. And then, like, I want to go to college, obviously. A huge decision of mine. And then, yeah, I want to play for – like an MLB organization, that'd be my job. So it ended up all working out.
Did you guys back in when you were in playing for Milton High? Did you guys have a rivalry with any of the Quincy people, whether in sports or
off
the
field? This is a Quincy podcast.
There's a big Quincy Milton rivalry. There always has been. I don't know.
They're
if
all, yeah, they're always the fight over BK.
Yeah, who's BK?
I
was referencing Cunningham Park. I've seen that's some things other than started. Baseball there. I just wanted to know if that's still what, because you graduated in 2017.
2017, you know, I think that thing's still going on. I think I saw some younger kid tweet about it last year.
Ancient times, dude, right?
Like yeah. No,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Someone out there, yeah.
So I got to say, so coming out of Milton High, I mean, obviously 6'5", I'm 5'7", I'd kill to be 5'10". But how is the recruiting process? Like, at what point did you know, like, oh, I can go Division One, Northeastern, obviously a great baseball program in Northeast Massachusetts. I mean, Massachusetts, but the Northeast.
Yeah, yeah. So it was kind of a big flip. My freshman, sophomore year of high school, I kind of saw it. I mean, I started playing some showcases. I started throwing really hard, but the thing was, like, I was just so skinny. I was one of those, like, I grew so fast but didn't gain so much weight. And I was getting a lot of talk from colleges. And kind of what my junior year, had a really good junior year at Milton High.
How fast were
and,
you throwing?
I was like, my junior year, I mean, I was probably topping out. I hit like 90 a few times, 91. That'd but I mean, now, like, again, I was 6'4", 6'5", like a buck 65. So everyone was like, oh, I can gain this kid weight. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I had all the colleges calling me about exactly that. Like, hey, you're going to come here, you know, start lifting weights, and you're going to get big, you can go harder. And Northeastern kind of sold me on that. So, I mean, that was, Northeastern was cool just because, when I was in the city, I wanted to have, like, that city life.
Oh, all day.
And yeah, the coaching. The coaches were unbelievable. They had great experience with two other guys, like Dustin Hunt and Aaron Savali, who's pitching for the Indians
Savali
now.
Savali, so, I mean, with a great start last night.
Yeah, exactly. He's unbelievable. And they always come back. Guys come back. I'm happy I chose Northeastern, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, your freshman year, you guys made the tournament, correct? How was that?
Yeah, no, I mean, we were unbelievable. It kind of reminded me of the team we had this year. We had a bunch of older kids.
Yeah, so you guys were supposed to be good this year.
Yeah, we were really good my freshman year, and it was just kind of cool to watch it. I mean, I wasn't really, like, I mean, I was a part of the team. Like, I did my parts in the midweeks and some weekend stuff. But it was kind of like be able to watch the older kids and really how to learn from them and be able to bring back to the organization. Hopefully we would have done the same thing this year, but yeah, freshman year was special. It was kind of like a send-off.
We have a Quincy resident who's a fan of the show, Quincy, Matt Gorm. He's a Northeastern baseball alum, actually, too. So, yeah, a lot of close roots there. So tell me, you played in the NECBL, which is the New England Collegiate Baseball League. So how did that really, like, up your game to the next level? I know we'll get to the cake, like, you were going to play in the Cape Cod League this year. But I know, like, playing with all those guys really gives you a lot of exposure and, you know, a real opportunity at the next level.
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought NECBL, I mean, it was great competition. But, I mean, my coach called me, hey, you're going to go to Newport this summer. I was like, oh, like Newport, Rhode Island. I didn't really, I heard of it, this and that. And I showed up that first week. I was like, I should have sent them, like, a thank you cake. I was like, this is gonna be a great summer, and it was. I mean, it was a summer to remember. I mean, it was probably one of the greatest summers of my life. I mean, and then baseball wise, it was great too. So,
beaches, babes, baseball,
yeah,
triple B's, baby.
Newport's a great
beat
time.
That summer.
As someone who is may or may not be banned from Northeastern campus. no rape joke there. Just a lot of in trouble with a buddy there. But I went to Suffolk. But going back to baseball, you know, the top names in the draft, Asa Lacy, you know, Emerson Hancock. How do you think you stack up, you know, against them? And based off of, you know, can you compete with them? Do you think you're as good as them? Where do you see your, you know, your career going, based off of the top of the draft this year and how there was only 5 rounds?
Yeah, no, I mean, you kind of look at those guys and they're just like, they're so polished, they're so mature. They just had that spotlight. They've had that, like, they just had that, like, thing, their top spot for a long time. And I'm like, I'll be there. And I'm probably not as mature and polished enough yet. I mean, I'm still skinny. I'm still trying to gain weight. But, like, it's like sometimes those guys, like, almost not hit their ceiling, but they're, They're like, they're their guy, and that's what you're going to get. And a kid like me, it's just, I have my the ceiling's the limit for me, and I'm nowhere close to my full potential. And that's exactly what a lot of teams said to me this year. What ultimately kind of convinced me to go with the Phillies. They kind of described that stuff to me.
So we talked a lot about it, like, before the call. So, I mean, obviously this COVID-19 thing has kind of really shafted your season in terms of, I mean, you're off to your best start in your college career. You were going to play in the Cape Cod League, and you were going to have an opportunity to play minor league baseball this year. How is that kind of – it's got to be one of the toughest things you had to battle in terms of adversity, would you say? And just tell me how what you've been up to and just trying to, you know, succumb that.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, it was awful. I mean, our team was, I mean, my freshman year, we had a great team. Like, we were probably, if not better, this year, and we were great. And I came out of the gate, I felt healthy, I felt great. I mean, I just did a lot of off-season changes. And to be able to get shut down like that real quick, it was just a huge, like, punch in the gut.
Yeah, that's
so we got, they said we sent us home, and I ended up going out to, it was cold still, and I was like, screw the cold. So my girlfriend lives out in Cali. We went out there, and I kind of trained and threw out there with some buddies.
That's when
my buddies played on Newport with me. So I got to train out there with them.
Oh, great. Yeah, connections all day. You got to have them.
Exactly. So I just camped out there for a good amount of time. And that's when I kind of started doing my meetings with the MLB teams, kind of making my decision.
Just side question. I guess, from freshman year on, Is there a big name MLB player that you've K'd up and it's just stuck in your head?
As in like a pitcher?
Who you have struck out, like batter that you've played against?
Who have I struck out? I mean, a lot of MLB teams like, who's the best guy you ever faced, like, or who you struck out? And I always say it was Josh Jung.
Oh, yeah.
He took me yard. Yeah. He took me yard. Did he?
Bastard.
He plays in the system for the Texas, right? The third baseman.
Yeah, there. Yeah. He was the first round of him. I mean, I blew two fastballs by him. I threw a hard curveball at his head. And most guys would duck or something. He just lifted his leg and put that thing like 420.
You could just tell those hitters that just,
that's the difference. Yeah, he didn't budge. He wasn't fooling him. I was like, and he took that thing.
I forgot to mention too. So Northeastern has like an annual game with the Red Sox every year down south. Were you ever involved in one of those that you pitched against?
Yeah, I pitched last year. Yeah,
oh, really? Nice. Any notable names you faced or any?
I believe I faced Vasquez and Chavez.
Oh, nice. How did that go?
quick 1-2-3 inning.
Let's go.
Yeah, I know. I was pumped.
Catch 22 here. So now you're in the Phillies organization. So you were a Red Sox fan growing up?
Yeah.
How do you put away the Red Sox cap and put on the Phillies one?
I know. It is. I actually got to play when I was little. I played for the Phillies. So my signing day, I had that little Babe Ruth hat.
All day.
There it is. Inside job.
Exactly. But, it's tough. I mean, I loved the Red Sox my whole life. And, even being scouted by them and talked a lot with them this year about signing, maybe possibly signing. And then, it ends up being like a business and like who you think is going to treat you better and where you think you're better placed. So, at the end of the day, I was like, it's a dream of I love the Red Sox, this, but at the end of the day, I want to make the big leagues. And I thought the Phillies were just going to be the best way to go.
Do you have an agent?
Yeah, I do.
What were the teams that were competing with the Phillies for you? Like, which ones were you also looking at?
Towards the end, it was kind of at the beginning. You could see the whole the undrafted free agency, and these teams are kind of just picking up guys the best they can get, just a quick easy sign, a discount.
Uh huh.
And it was early in the season, in COVID, right before the thing, I was telling teams, hey, if you don't have a plan for me, if you don't have a plan for me and you're just planning on to sign me to get a good, quick, cheap arm, then don't bother calling me back. Oh, and, probably 12 teams stopped, I called their bluff.
Yeah.
I called their bluff. I was like, all right, you guys aren't going to care about me, so why would I give you the time of day? And so they kind of, the Phillies stuck with me. I had a cool Zoom call with them, their GM, all them. They sold me. But it was kind of between Philly, It was probably between Philly and the Rangers. I really like both those organizations.
Yeah, I could see that. Two good ones.
Hey, Sam. James Askins here. It's my birthday, so I'm not trying to put pressure on you to wish me a happy birthday. But
happy birthday.
Thanks, man. Just a random question for you, since you're a pitcher. Do you think get rid of the DH rule in the NL, or are you a believer to give pitchers a chance to crank one out of there?
Oh, I'm all for hitting. I would love to hit. I don't want to get rid of it now.
That's interesting.
I would love to hit.
So why is that? Like, are you a good hitter? Is that?
Yeah,
I feel like
race.
I think it's like the mashed baseballs.
Yeah.
I was good in high school. I was good at hitting in high school. But I mean, at the end of the day, I'm terrified of getting hit by the baseball when I hit.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of like a. It's like a love hate. Like, all right, like it's kind of like an unwritten rule. Like, don't hit the other pitcher. Probably in the MLB.
Yeah.
So like, I'll probably be safe up there, but yeah.
Unless it's Joe Kelly, then all bets are off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
how you are?
How low were the Astros on your list? Like, it had to have been 30th, right? Even if they are good.
No, I mean, I got like a thing in the mail, like this, like not like the these like forms to fill, and it hit Astros, and I was like, ah. I was like, yeah, I mean, it is an MLB team, but I was like,
they are really.
Like, I don't want to be that guy. They do wonders with their pitchers.
But is that not cheating? Like I've seen like Trevor Bauer like talk about like how just some team, you know, a pitcher signed with, you know, the Astros and their spin rate just like almost doubles, which is like kind of unprecedented.
Yeah, they made Charlie Morton
odd.
So I guess I'm talking to a pitcher that this would affect, like, does that why is that? I guess.
I mean, it's just. I mean, I think it's kind of like a known rule. Like, they think, oh, you can't use substances. But it's pretty obvious that every pitcher uses something.
Right.
And I don't know what the Astros do to do it. And it just makes sense. I mean, like, even hitters accept, like, hey, if they need that to know where the ball's going, like, go for that. Good for them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know what they did. I mean, my last winter, I was, like, throwing every single thing on my finger, trying to throw a bullpen to see what I can do with the spin rates and stuff. But I could never do what they did, so I don't know what they were doing.
They get it with like every pitcher too. You know what I mean? It's like every single one like does it. It's
especially
wild.
if they're doing great. You know, they like to hit the people when they're on top. You know?
Yeah. No, yeah, there was significant increases for them. That was crazy.
Yeah, it, if you look at it, it's absolutely. I'm a Rays fan. Sorry to say, I'll just announce it.
Jolly Morton, baby.
That Tyler Glasnow start against them in the ALCS was like the way he was pitching, and then just how they just destroyed him in that first inning. I'm one of like seven Rays fans, so that will never get the attention it deserves. But I'll never like that was bullshit. Like that was the most obvious showing of it, and nobody even mentions it.
Yeah, it was so obvious. I mean, it was points. I forget. I think it was the Yankees. It was one of the Yankees games. I think it was Dallas Betances or something. And he threw like I think it was like 28 like off speed pitches, started in the zone and then went away, and they didn't even think about swinging at one.
Not literally one.
That's nasty. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And a Betances, in his heyday, like.
And some of those were like in the fucking dugout, but some of them they shouldn't have swung
at. It was like
just
absolute fuzz, like 92 slider. Oh no, no, no.
Yeah, no, no, no way.
Sam, so I gotta ask you, with all these new formats and like no fans or anything, if you're sitting in if you're pitching starting for the Phillies one day and there's no one in the stands, what's kind of your perception gonna be? You're gonna be like, oh, I'm in the bigs, or is it like, holy shit, there's no one here?
Yeah, no, I mean, I saw that. I mean, there's a lot of guys kind of getting called up now, and they're, like, playing their first major league debut. Like, to be honest, it would kind of suck. Like you're expecting to walk out there, 50,000 fans going nuts, but it's just dead silent. I mean, it's cool, like, you made it and stuff, but, I mean, like, if you make it, I feel like you just want the whole experience.
Want the whole thing, yeah.
I feel like for the younger guys, like, trying to make a team or anything, like, it really doesn't matter because their jobs are at stake every day, but, like, these, like, future Hall of Famers, like, I'm watching Albert Pujols the other day, I'm like, why does this guy even bother? It's like, no one's in the stands.
Absolutely not. There'd be no shots. Like, no shots. Yeah. Unless you have some like incentive deal that you got to hit like two more home runs.
Yeah, exactly. You got to hit some number that it's like, all right, I'm fucking out of here.
No hot dogs either. Like no.
No nothing.
Yeah.
Probably
nothing. In like the they don't even have a clubhouse. I think they're sharing like sweets or something. But at the end of the day, there's no beer sales. It's really nothing going on.
No,
so it's
besides, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Because I was in Philly. I was in Philly last week. They gave me a tour of the stadium and stuff.
Wow.
I mean, nice. It was blocked off. I mean, they wouldn't even let like. The guy that was giving me a tour, I mean, he couldn't even go in his own office. Like, they were just kind of keeping so far from the players and coaches. It was just.
I mean, let's be real, though. It's Philly. Like, if they somehow let that security open at all, like, the city of Philly would have gone berserk. Probably made their way in.
let the zoo inside.
Question here. Like, have you met, you know, like, Aaron Nola, Zach Wheeler? Have you, you know, talked to any of the big names, you know, and have they given you any advice, you know?
No, not sadly not. I mean, because I mean, obviously, if they said like if it wasn't like where we were now, they would have flown out of us and like talked to them. But they did say when they called me, like that Sunday, you could that was the day they can call you and sign. And they called me first thing at 9 a.m. and I was like, all right, I should call my agent, figure out a make the contract, this and that. And they said like, oh, if there was any hesitation, I would have got a call from like Bryce Harper or one of them. Damn, I should have said, maybe.
That sucks. Because Bryce seems like a good guy. Like,
yeah. Although, what was his intro press conference? That was tough. He said he was going to bring the like city of Washington, like the World Series. Like, it was by accident, and then somehow the Nationals won the World Series.
Yeah.
Somehow. Mad Max is just a fucking savage.
And
dude.
Strasburg. That was one of those ugly moments for him.
Who's your favorite player in the MLB?
Favorite player in the MLB.
Non-Philly, don't fucking pander.
No, I mean, when I was little, I loved Xander Bogart. I was a huge Xander fan when I was little. Well, not little, but like when I first saw him,
he's not even that old.
not that old. Yeah.
He's 6 years.
But I liked him ever since he started. Yeah. But a pitcher, I used to love Ventura, the guy, he ended up passing away.
Yodano Ventura. He was a beast.
He was a nut. He was a nut.
Yeah,
he was filthy.
I forgot about. Yeah.
I was big on like speaking to people. Like Jose Fernandez is one of my tops too.
One of my favorite players ever. Yeah,
he wasn't my favorite, but his stuff was like
that
the closest
ridiculous.
Thing to Pedro.
Yeah, that slider was like the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
What's your best pitch or favorite pitch? Like what? Our strikeout pitch, actually.
The go-to.
Say.
Oh,
yeah, what's your
the
go-to?
Slider.
Love it.
Slitch piece.
Snap that thing.
Oh, yeah. You got any 12-6s or anything?
Yeah, no, I grew up. I always threw that 12-6. Dude, and literally, it was unbelievable.
You must have been laid. Oh, God.
I feel like the tall pitch has got that 12-6 down stacked.
Do you have Little League stats? Like, I'd love to know, like... It just must have been not fair.
Yeah, 6'5" with a 12-6, dude. I bet no hitters.
Playing against 10-year-olds they're just shaking.
Oh my god! Literally, that was like the best thing. I think that was the greatest thing on earth. Like you're in middle school and like everyone you're walking around, everyone's like, "Sham's pitching today. Sham's pitching today." Like,
damn
like
right.
Let's go.
Yeah.
But I had no idea where the ball was going. So I mean, it was just like. Like strikeout, yeah. Kid hit.
Still,
kid
yeah.
Hit,
yeah.
That kid's gotta go home. He's on a stretcher. Yeah.
The kid in the batter's box is pissing his pants.
Literally,
knowing you're pitching that game.
Kid's been trying to quit for 2 years. His dad's making him play.
The backup second baseman just hit dinky ground balls back to the pitcher.
Yeah, exactly.
So Sam, we're all on a slow pitch softball team. So like. Years down the line, whenever your career is over, you know, we could always look for an outfielder or whatever. Position you want to play.
Don't come in. I'm going to be breaking your knee tomorrow.
I played in that Dorchester softball tourney last year, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That's not fair.
Yeah, that was – I like it. Softball's a little different. I mean,
is that
a
fast
pitch?
That was a fast pitch one, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it was fast pitch.
We have a kid on our team who – like we basically signed through like 2030, just guaranteeing him like $30 million. Like that could be one of your potential contracts. I don't know if you remember Tyler Beach, Quincy kid, nice kid.
Okay.
Yep.
Sam,
James here, birthday boy again. If you could do me one thing for my birthday, it's if you ever cross paths with Tim Wakefield, could you disrespect him or just maybe big league him? Because my dad worked at Walmart back in the day and made sure that Mr. Wakefield got a Wii for his kid. And then we ran into Mr. Wakefield in Baltimore right before a Orioles game, and we were on, like, the swan boats, and my dad, like, oh, like, hey, Tim, like, hey, look at, remember me? Tim Wakefield rode away from us on the swan boats and disrespected my dad. So if you could please avenge me and my dad, and if you ever cross paths with him, just don't show him love.
Yeah, just think about it, yeah.
When did he cross paths with Tim Wakefield?
He could.
Yeah, at least he knows now. At least he knows now. Case it happened.
Once they both go into Cooperstown, obviously.
Ah, there it is.
If you ever see Tim Wakefield, he's gonna start dying laughing.
Anton again. Kind of when I guess you don't really know, but obviously when things start back up, you know, you look over the minor leagues. The Phillies have a pretty solid, you know, minor league system. Alex Bauman is Sixto there, or is he in Miami?
I'm not sure.
Either way, who are you looking forward to playing with anybody? Where are you starting? Are you going to be, you know, in single A, double A? You know, do you even know that? Have you how clear with, you know, information have they been with you?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously when I signed, like, you get assigned to a team even though you don't go there, and I'm pretty sure it was like just full season A ball or something like that.
Yeah, first signing.
I have the team right here, which is, it's pretty biblical of a team. So the Clearwater Threshers.
Yeah.
What's your thought on the Threshers? Because it sounds a lot like Thrashers, and I'd rather it be Thrashers.
I didn't even get a hat. No one even sent me.
Oh, what?
Oh, scumbags! What a trash franchise.
A Thrashers hat. Maybe a sweatshirt.
Yeah, I think a Thresher's a fish. I could be wrong.
A shark.
It's a shark. That's probably a sick hat.
Minor league brands are sick. Like
they are. They are.
They are cool. I mean, those games are. I mean, it's just they do marketing right. I mean, they do it.
Yeah. And the Cape Cod League. I mean, we've been to games. I don't know if you've been to a Cape Cod League game, but those are a great time. Always, you know, the ladies love a Cape Cod baseball player. Oh, you got a girlfriend? I didn't mean it like that, but
cut that.
Sam, so my question here, my last question here, so obviously the end game is to get in a Phillies uniform or a Major League uniform of some sort. How do you think, what's that going to take? I know all this COVID-19 stuff has really pumped the brakes on a lot of opportunity, but how do you get that opportunity back, and what's it going to take to get all the way up there?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's kind of probably the first, like, the initial impression you have on everyone. So, like, that first thing I get down there, those first couple bullpens, those first couple outings, I mean, that's kind of like, I mean, that's not like a make or break it, but, like, I think that's the biggest thing, just have a huge impact and kind of show them what you have. And
first impression, deep impression, man.
Yeah, and that first, this COVID is just kind of make or breaking it, people. It's like whether, it kind of shows, like, whether you really want it or you don't. So I think that's the biggest thing right now. I mean, every single day I've been in the weight room, every day I've been throwing. I never worked as hard, and it's just kind of like a push to be able to get to a mound with a Phillies uniform or just something.
Who's like your training squad right now? Is it like family and friends? Who are you like working out with? Or who's catching?
Yeah, I mean, some buddies come down. Yeah, I haven't thrown a bullpen yet. I haven't thrown a bullpen. I just started throwing, but yeah, I mean, it's just been Zoom calls. I mean, I get a Zoom call for the Phillies guys to send them videos. But, I mean, it's kind of been a solo squad this whole time. I bought a little throwing net for myself.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
It's like back to basics.
Back in the day.
Exactly.
Do you take a step forward before you're about to clock in your MPHs, you know, just to get a little extra speed on that thing?
Yeah, hike it up a little.
Just enough so they don't notice, but... That's an extra tick.
What is your fastball top out at now?
I think Alabama, I got it was like 95, 96.
Jesus.
I think that was my first weekend.
Nice.
So are you looking to be a starter? Like do you have a 3, you know, 3-4 pitch combination?
They see me as a starter. I mean, obviously things can change down the road where they want me, but as of now I'm kind of building up to be one, and like pitch count wise and throwing volume.
Do you have like to be a starter? Obviously, you have to have, you know, four pitchers really, or you know, maybe three really, really good ones. You have a pitcher working on, maybe not to give it away, but
the Eliminator.
Yeah, do you have one like that's just not, just not,
yeah,
just two, not
two,
the
one slider. Throwing, yeah.
He said his slider.
The sliders, the slider. Oh, the one slider he goes to. I'm saying is his worst pitch.
I got.
Yeah, no, it's I've always had spin, so I mean I've been snapping curveballs since I've been 12 years old. So I mean I never had problems with the curveball slider. So the changeup I've been working on, man, I threw a really good changeup this year, but I'm kind of changing it, kind of having that real. I mean, I have those three really good pitches, and I throw them whenever I want for a strike.
Get
the changeup thing kind of holding me back.
Get that circle change,
little
Pedro shit, yeah.
Yeah. A little circle.
Sam, birthday boy James here again. I am a huge advocate for self love. So just kind of a, you know, personal question here. If you're find yourself the night before a game and you're lonely, do you switch arms before a big? So you don't want to gas out and you know. You guys are laughing.
No,
but this is a legitimate.
I do know.
That's
kids.
A fucking legit question. Actually.
Oh my god! I know kids. Some people freak out about it. I know kids. I'm not going to say any names, but I know kids that switch. I swear. They don't do it. They're so afraid.
And those guys are in the MLB right now.
Oh, shit. So Aaron Nola definitely switches.
Yes. Well, that's what it takes, boys.
I think we got to end on that one. I think that was the kicker. Hey, Sam, Jacob, Zach, really appreciate you coming on the show. You know, really show tonight that Milton and Quincy can come together, you know?
That's true.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. We could possibly share the BK. But
BK lounge all day.
That'll be it. And we'll also definitely have to make a trip down to see you play some baseball.
Yeah.
And
fans.
Yeah, hopefully.
At least to Florida
hopefully
before. Yeah, we'll see. We'll get down
we're
here.
We're going everywhere.
Maybe we'll throw a bullpen with you. You're down the Cape. Yeah, that's local
catch.
For us.
Yep.
I'll catch you.
You guys hop in the batter's box. We'll get a.
Oh, let's go.
Oh,
I'm ready.
That's
ready.
Good content.
You know what?
That's good,
you know,
content,
what?
Sam.
I'm going to call it now. We're going to make a bet. Loser has to pop in and maybe get beaned by you. Whatever the competition is.
That part sucks.
Why? You think you're going to lose? Because I know I'm going to win and not have to.
Yeah, just get
the
batter's
box. Oh, my God.
That might have to happen.
Thanks, buddy.
That,
hey, best of luck with everything.
No,
we'll see you down the line.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
see
buddy.
You, buddy.
Just want to thank Sam, Jacob Sack, coming on again. I mean, great interview. Best of luck what he does down the line with baseball. Obviously, kind of got a shit hand here with everything going on with COVID-19. But, onto a positive note, the Celtics and the NBA are set to tip off for real games this weekend. They're playing in a bubble in Disney in Orlando, which I've been to Disney. It's one of the most magical places on Earth, so I mean, unless you're like J.R. Smith bringing in strippers or whatever happened, I'm sure they're going to have a lot of fun. they're bringing back 22 teams, so there's 9 teams in the East, and there's about 14, I'm trying to do the math there.
13,
there we go, in the West. 8 regular season games are going to be played before playoffs start to determine seeding. I'm just trying to give everyone an understanding of what's going on here. Celtics, in particular, here is sitting third in the Eastern Conference with a chance to move up or go down. Don't want to play Philly in the first round. That's a big one. So we'll get it tipped off there. What do we think about the Celtics? I think they got a lot of people coming in healthy at the right time. They said today Kemba Walker's knee is the best it's been since he's been in Boston. Obviously, you got Jay Tatum, Jaylen Brown there. I think they have really what it takes to take it in the East.
Oh, yeah. If Tatum gets back to that fire, I mean, he could lead that team wherever. Exactly.
I'm a little bit. I guess but it's been rested, you know, this preseason.
Kemba's a big game player, though. He is a big game guy.
I'm not worried about
Kemba's guts. He hasn't been in many big games.
I'm worried about his knee. I mean, is he ready? That I think they're lying. We'll see, I guess. I mean, it's so hard to forecast. Well, what if we have the Bucks on Friday? Giannis could literally just destroy us.
That first game could very well be a massacre. Like, I like the Celtics' chances.
It's going to be like Team USA versus Russia, like the first game, and like I think they played at MSG in like 1980, where they just lost by like a billion.
Yeah, a billion, yeah.
Like, that could be a good comparison.
Yeah.
Well, for Milwaukee, though, the seed, they kind of have the one seed locked up, right?
Yeah.
So these the first ace games might just be like, hey, let's
getting just the swing of things and not
get in shape, get in basketball.
Yeah, so we maybe try to steal one. Maybe Giannis doesn't play the full game. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Toronto at two. Who's at four? Is it Miami?
I think it's Miami. Indiana, 76ers. 76ers. I think that's how it goes.
So the big thing is not playing the Sixers in the first round.
Why?
Why
is that the big
thing? We own Philly.
We do until we don't, though.
You're talking names. Well, Indiana's lost Sabonis.
But that's a big loss. But they're getting Oladipo back, which is huge.
He's been back, but now he's healthy.
He's actually back. That's huge, yeah.
Indiana's a really strong team. They have Miles Turner still, too. They're just like a gritty
Bogdan
team.
Bogdanovich, which is like one of the best names out
there. Toronto's not. Now,
Pascal Siakam, that's a nice story. Like, you have a little bit comeback.
They're still defending champs,
allegedly. But
they've been great.
Oh, they are definitely the defending champs.
I'm not worried about Philly. I think we can get Philly's head. I think Marcus Smart, I'm not worried about Philly. Yeah, I'm
the
not even.
That can beat the Celtics in the Eastern Conference is the Milwaukee Bucks.
I think so, too.
I agree with that.
When you look on the other side, I think there's so much talent in the Western Conference. You have the Lakers. You have the Clippers.
You got Luka.
That'll be fun watching. Zion's going to come back, too. That's what I like, too, the teams like the Suns and shit that are usually, like, trash 13 seeds. Like, they're going to get a piece of the pie coming around. Not that, like, they're going to do anything, but at least they're there.
I think that whole thing is to give Zion another shot to get in the playoffs.
Oh,
I
totally.
Think they want him to be the 8 seed so fucking badly.
Well, yeah. What is he, like, 2.5 out or something?
Something like that, yeah. I don't know the exact
number. Check your bookies, boys.
Yeah. Nothing would give me more satisfaction than seeing, like, the Houston Rockets just fucking spiral down.
Anton, give me the odds right now, Houston Rockets winning the championship, because that could happen.
I think it's +1400.
Well, because, like, man, like, it's all about competition, too, who can maintain having the healthiest players, too, mind you that. So, like,
I think Houston's lost a few. I know the Clippers have lost some key players, but I think Houston has.
Because Lou Will has been at the strip club, you know, getting some chicken figures.
Magic City.
That's
I'm a
thing.
Part owner.
Lou and Magic Mike had just been eating eight Rachel Starr and
coming back to the Celtics though. Hot take: Jaylen Brown has taken more steps this year than Jason Tatum. What do you guys think about that?
I agree with
that. Oh, 100%.
It's an unpopular opinion, but I agree.
What do you mean by
Tatum? No, I disagree.
And that's no short on Tatum. Tatum's still
fantastic.
I disagree.
Both phenomenal. Yeah,
I disagree.
1A, 1B.
Yeah,
I disagree.
I hope it's
Tatum has become. And if you were to say in November that take, sure, but Tatum since
the last month before he
became
averaged like over 30
games.
I don't know
like
if he did
games.
That. Like since Kobe died, RIP.
Yeah, it's been going
like
off.
Tatum went off.
Is he gonna keep
Tatum
going?
Has those intangibles that make him a star. I don't know if Brown does. Brown's an elite athlete.
Hey, once you saw Carson Edwards dunk the other day, that was unbelievable.
On James Harden and Russell Westbrook.
Like, the guy's my height, maybe a little bit taller. I mean, the TV makes you look small, but I mean, I can't imagine what I'd be on there. But
what are they doing with fans? Did I hear correctly that they're going to have people can pay to boo? You can pay to, like, if you're a fan, you pay, you can boo?
StreamYard.
Like, I don't even know. Like, I heard that they're going to have, like, video of fans, not, like...
Yeah, video
like
fans on the...
fans.
Yeah.
Like, it's
they,
like a stream.
They have this
like
whole
thing.
Screen in, like, the background like that I think that's what will be used for, plus, like, the chatter noise, like, if they're doing baseball. And then I think they're actually going to have, like, a couple immediate family members who are, like, stuck in the bubble with them.
Yeah.
I think
that's
a couple
sense.
Weeks down the road, but, like...
That would piss me off if I was playing. I mean, they're probably doing that, to get money from fans' revenue, right?
Yeah, you got to do... Well, no, I just... To get someone there, and I think that's the way of... They're going about doing
baseball's
things.
Baseball's using the sound from, like, MLB The Show, and that's wicked funny.
And let's be real.
Like, that's amazing.
If a bunch of NBA players here, or even professional athletes, if you're not letting their girlfriends or wives come in Orlando, we've seen the outskirts... Well, I've seen the outskirts of Orlando. All hell will break loose with those strip clubs. Hookers. Don't even get me started. So, back on the basketball talk, who do we have winning the championship here?
Oof.
I don't want to say LeBron, but go around the table. My first take is LeBron, but yes, I'm going to give you a better, contrarian pick.
It's the Kobe, like, do it for Kobe tour. LeBron, AD, we're on another planet before, I mean, everything came to a halt. I thought the bad news was they got J.R. Smith the other day, which somehow he ruins everything. but maybe he could actually like make up for all of his losses and make it a win.
Six for eight from three the other night against one of the scrimmage games. But
how much Henny do you think he had half?
Well, that could be the key to success. The more Hennessy, the better.
Who's the Hennessy guy at halftime? Artest? He used to drink the Hennessy at halftime. Yeah. Oh, yeah, like full bottle.
I guess that's not surprising. Michael Irvin used to do cocaine for the Cowboys games during the halftime.
How many football players probably do that?
Josh Gordon shit at Baylor was, like, legendary. He'd, like, down, like, half a bottle and, like, smoke, like, a blunt.
Yeah, Ryan Artest would
drink,
like, a bottle of Hennessy.
And, like,
they
get,
like
200 fucking passing yards.
Admitted at halftime, like, during the games. Like, a pint of Hennessy, just down it.
So with that being said, do you think the Lakers – who here has the Lakers winning the championship?
YB does.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I said it. Yeah. I'll
I think – I'll make it so there's a matchup. I think it's going to be the top seeds from each league. I think it's going to be the Bucks. It's going to be Giannis against LeBron.
With what Kawhi did last year, I'm taking the Clippers over the Bucks.
I think
if he could do that with – Fred Van Fleet and company, I think with Paul George and company that they can achieve that.
But he's lost like three. He's lost Rivers. He's lost Lou.
But he's the guy that like he's like the best guy in the league currently to stop LeBron James. And you never know what Anthony Davis like. He could get hurt any game.
Why Leonard has Tom Brady esque.
Yeah, like no,
Tom Brady esque. It really does.
I mean, like the Raptors, like I mean, they're a great team. Don't get me wrong. They don't win the fucking NBA
but
finals
he puts
without
it over
him.
The top.
Like, are you kidding me? Yeah.
No. Definitely not.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, not a fucking prayer.
He's a winner.
Yeah.
That whole when it banged off and then went in against Philly to just like make all Philadelphia.
Oh yeah, unbelievable.
Go to the ground. I mean, Sam, I'm sure you'll be learning about
what a shot
Philadelphia, but fuck them. Yeah.
So you got Clippers over the Bucks.
Yes.
I like that. That's. I could see that going down.
You copycatting him?
No, I think it's going to be the Lakers, Bucks, but and then Lakers win.
I also think it'll be like one of the great like Western Conference Finals of our time. Like watching the Clippers, Lakers, like back to back.
It's just a damn shame that
they're
not
both getting there. They're not.
No. I think they could.
Foot down.
No. Give us your picks.
Yeah, give us your picks.
I have Mavericks over the Bucks.
Shut up, dude. You're
Reds over the White.
Oh, why the value? Oh, my God. Yo, get out of here. Come on.
Have you looked at the Reds? Have you watched the Reds?
They haven't been that impressive. Come on now.
They actually have looked pretty good. No, that's when you said Reds, White Sox, I'm like, Reds, okay, that's a but like White Sox, no fucking way.
After the fact, 3 weeks. Fuck off, Adam.
Mavericks.
Let's get back to basketball here, though. So you got the Mavericks versus who?
Yeah, who you got in the Eastern?
Get off your phone.
Mavericks Bucks. Mavericks over the
coward.
Bucks.
Mavericks
over the Bucks. What a coward. Mavericks Pacers.
You have the
dude,
Mavericks winning it all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kristaps. What's wrong with that?
All right. Well, so
it
for
sounds
my
horrible.
For my Kristaps maybe. I respect the Mavericks. Don't get me wrong. But
I
get
do
out
like
here.
The Mavericks.
Yeah.
It's just not winning.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can enter the pub again if the Mavericks win it all.
if the Mavericks win the championship and then like the Reds win the World Series, we might not be able to come out of our households.
Yeah,
100 addicted to value T-shirts instantly.
More than that,
yeah.
My NBA pick World Championship. Call me a homer, but if Kemba Walker can stay healthy, the Boston Celtics take it home. Sorry, I'll quiet down. I'm not trying to burst anyone's eardrum.
Into the mic, Billy.
But the Boston's I'm getting excited because the Celtics are the balls, man. I'm telling you. I think this break could have really benefited them. I really like their energy of their team. And again, the X factor is Kemba Walker. Can he stay healthy? I have them beating the Lakers. I would love a Celtics versus Lakers.
I do like that.
Oh,
just
man.
Rip them out. It's just
believe me, if the Celtics win, I'm all in.
It's just a shame. Nobody's not rooting for it's Celtics Lakers, no one in the stands, it just makes no sense. It's crazy.
Yeah. But I could still hear the echoes of the guy in Boston selling those T-shirts. LeBron's a douche. $5.
Yeah.
And I could just, oh, man, that'd be
great.
And I'll
buy one.
Yeah, of course.
The whole Rondo perception, too. Like, Rondo against the Celtics.
Remember that game winner?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, I love the Celtics, but if you weren't, I was going like that for Rajon Rondo after that.
It was good to see.
I was like, they were having a bad year. It was like, all right, give this guy some leeway.
I mean, I'm a former half-season ticket holder.
So he should be talking.
Me and Anton are getting absolutely screwed out of trying to get to courtside this year.
Oh, definitely this year.
Yeah. That's what the dream is.
I mean, that would be some real skill.
Yeah, maybe we hit down to Orlando, Anton, and just burst into the bubble.
Maybe.
See how tight security is.
Yeah, bring some girls.
Give it a quick
worst
check.
Comes to worst, we go to Tampa. Catch a Rays game.
We still can't do that.
You got to sneak in there, too. Which is an aquarium.
I bet their fucking security is very lax.
Oh, absolutely.
If they even have anyone surrounding that stadium.
That's a bad area, too. So now we'll transition into the NHL preview. We got the Bruins. We had a couple guys here know their hockey. Some guys, you know, getting into it. So, James, you want to get into hockey because you want to bet on hockey.
Well, the thing is, hockey for me has always been on a bit of the back burner. I understand how great of a sport it actually is. It's just not one of my personal favorites. And I know playoff hockey is just a whole nother adrenaline rush. So, yeah, guys, fill me in on everything hockey. Some sleeper picks for the championship because I guess the Bruins are favored to win, right?
Yep.
I love to hear that. They got robbed last year. That game 7 was one of the most depressing nights of my life. I'll tell you that right now.
They dug their own grave.
Are they favored, like, right
yeah,
now?
Favored on paper, absolutely.
They are literally, like, yeah. statistically the best team in hockey.
So I knew they were, but I didn't know if...
Just like the NBA, I'll run down the NHL. So they're playing in two different areas. The Eastern Conference is playing in Toronto, and the Western Conference is playing in Edmonton, both in Canada. And
Toronto, gross.
Yeah, what do you know? There was zero test positive at both stations. So, I mean... That's just something the NHL does better than anyone else, and who knows, blame Canada. So there's going to be 13 teams in each conference. Is usually it's like basketball where there's only 8.
Yeah. It's
yep.
The same thing. It's a little different. But
it's a little different, but 13 teams in each conference. The Bruins will play in a round robin to determine like the top seed. So like the top 4 teams in each conference are going to play each other. The team that wins out is going to be the top one, and then it will make its way down. The other 9 teams are going to play for seat. They're going to play 8 teams. They're going to play together to see who advances to play the top teams. That makes sense?
And then the winner of all that plays the Seattle Kraken.
Exactly.
Damn right.
Seattle Kraken. That should have been a steel salute, but we'll leave that for another week.
Yeah, opening day next year.
Also, big question I have. Is Danta Heinen the worst Bruin ever?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Shout out to Mike Loftus. That was a good interview.
It was a great interview. Is that the guy you guys keep bringing up?
Yeah.
Oh man, that was hilarious. Yeah. What's his overall in NHL 19 for my?
He's probably like 78.
Okay, so he's not the best player in the world.
No, but the thing is, he got paired up with like Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand. It's like he clearly was the third on the totem pole of that line. And then we traded him, so we're like, all right, get him out of here. And we just started shitting on him last week, and I just. Came to terms.
Grinded his gears.
Yeah.
My pick would be Matt Barkowski for the worst Bruin I've seen in my life.
Oh.
That guy is an absolute stiff.
I don't know if you got that, but... So a little bit of hockey talk here. So the prediction, I think there's a lot of good teams still in the NHL. Got the Bruins, obviously, is the top dog. Tampa Bay Lightning have been really good. Toronto Maple Leafs... Probably one of the best lines in the NHL besides the Bruins. Got Mitch Marner, Austin Matthews. A couple teams no one's talking about, the New York Rangers, all of them. And then you look on the other side, I still think the Golden Knights got a chance. The Blues are looking to repeat. I'd love to see the Bruins face off against the Blues in the final. But I'm going to smack down and get into it right away. I think the Bruins are going to make another run at the Cup. I think this year around, it's going to be the Colorado Avalanche. They're going to play in the Stanley Cup. They got a lot of young talent, and they got a really young goaltender too, right, Steele?
They do. His name's like Francos or something like that. He's very good.
Yeah, it's these guys that are just bringing their teams away. You saw the Blues last year with that prick.
That's why, exactly. No, and that's, like, Binnington is the number one player that I hope sucks coming out of this break.
Yeah.
I hope he's awful and the Blues lose everything.
That's another thing with the Bruins.
Gloria.
We were talking about
Gloria. I don't want to hear Gloria one more time.
It's a really good song, though.
It is an electric song, but not fucking today. Not tonight. Yeah.
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
I cannot wait.
That's the thing we were talking about with the Bruins, though. I think it's going to come down to, like, just like last year, Tuukka Rask can be on his game. And, you know, I'm glad they got the at least the exhibition game and four games out of the way. I really don't care what seed they get.
One through four.
It doesn't matter. There's no home ice. There's legit no ice or anything. Maybe except for Toronto because they'll find a fucking way. Yeah. But
home ice might hurt them.
I want to see again everyone outside of Jurassic Park. Outside of the Toronto ice rink, there's like a Maple Leaf Square.
What it's really called. Yeah. Fuck them.
You should look up some videos of like them when they blow a 4-1 lead to the Bruins.
Yeah, 2013. It was beautiful.
Just all them dripping to the ground. It was absolutely stellar. But yeah, I think the Bruins, it's going to come down to goaltending and then secondary scoring. You know that top line's going to do it, but guys like Charlie Coyle, the guy Cachet, who everyone's already writing off.
He's gone. They have DeBrusk, Krejci, Studnicka calling him up. He's going to be a beast.
He's going to be an absolute stud.
Amazing, yeah.
What college did you go
to? I have no idea.
No idea. We didn't get that deep in it. Somehow I thought it would be you guy, but maybe he's just straight off the boat from somewhere. Overall, I'm leaning towards the Bruins winning the Stanley Cup. Normally, like, in my unbiased picks, I'm like, okay, let's not go with the homer team. But I think this is a comeback tour, like, for the ages.
Oh, it has been. And, dude, that's why I think opening season, when the season started, Bruins came out, like, 13-2-1 or something. They kind of struggled going into the All-Star break. After the All-Star break, they came out, won, like, 8 out of 10 or some shit like that. 6 out of 8, something like that. And yeah. I think after this long break, I think they're going to come out and I think it helped us more than, like, any other team. I think they're going to come back and be amazing.
I know. If you look at it last year, too, they went through so many grinds. Like, Columbus was a tough series. The opener against Toronto was a tough series. And then you get to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Carolina Hurricanes, who were a JV team, and they fucking wiped the floor with them. Went to the finals. They're on a Blues, really tough physical team. I think that's what they're going to have to get over. I think these third and fourth lines are really going to have to come out to play for them to have an opportunity to win this thing.
And I think they will. Side note, Studnicka, Providence guy.
Providence.
Looked it up, Providence.
Sorry, I'm in the New England area.
Yeah. No, I was like, fuck, is it a BU guy?
We'll see if Jaynaz remembers him. Maybe we'll get him on.
Absolutely. One thing I think in the playoffs, too, we will not have to worry about the Maple Leafs. I don't think they get through the Blue Jackets.
Oh, they play Columbus, yeah.
I don't think they get through the hot goalie. I think they're done.
Whoever plays the winner of that series is going to
How can you be
time.
A hot goalie right now, though?
He's just a young up-and-coming stud. Like, this is, like,
You know how much he's been going oppo, like, taco, like, during all this, like, COVID stuff? These guys probably just been grinding.
Yeah, going nuts.
No, but Magic does have a point there. You really don't know until they start playing a couple
games. NHL playoffs in particular. Yeah. I mean, any one of those fucking series, they're the most crazy. It's the best playoffs there is.
No, who's the 8 100%. Seed? 100%. Who's the 8 seed in the NBA for the Eastern Conference? Like the Magic?
Yeah.
Like they have no chance.
Zero prayer. Maybe even they have like a slight chance.
But yeah, that's the best part about the NHL.
The 8-9
seeds does have a team. Absolute
the
chance.
Kings won the cup as an 8 seed like 6 years ago.
Columbus
like,
and Toronto, they have a chance. I will say, though, the 13 seed Montreal Canadiens have no fucking chance.
Yeah, no, if the Pittsburgh Penguins have any fucking spine, they will not let them on.
Oh, is that
Canadiens
who they're playing?
Win. Yeah.
Oh, I'll wipe the floor with
them.
Yeah,
in three. Wake up.
We were PNC earlier this year in Pittsburgh watching them play that, like, annoying, like,
Awful buzzer.
Yeah, I know it's not going to be there, but, like, I hope they have that annoying buzzer.
That thing might be there, yeah.
Yeah, that thing was terrorizing. Yeah, we went up 3-0, and then we all lost bets. It sucked.
That was a brutal game. Yeah. That was a tough game to be in.
So who do you got? You think you're going to have the Bruins win the cup again?
Yeah, Bruins over Avs. I really just don't want to play the Blues again. The Blues probably stand the best chance, but fuck Jordan Bennington.
And I'm really rooting for a lot of people in naysayers do it, and this guy next to me too, I bet. But Tuukka Rask, he needs a Stanley Cup.
Greatest goalie in Bruins history.
Bruins history.
And after this year.
Best one-year wonder, though, that this is my point, Tim Thomas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he had a Vezina with the Bruins as well. Like,
oh, no.
Bad.
Oh, no, he was good, but the best one-year wonder.
A dude who might be a stud is there's, like, a goalie controversy in Dallas, Ben Bishop or Khudobin.
Ooh.
Khudobin is, like, statistically the, like, third best goalie this year.
He always
just
blows
didn't
it,
start
though.
That much.
He always blows it. Ben Bishop's so big, though. It's like, how do you even shoot on that guy? That guy's covering the entire net.
No, when you score a goal on Ben Bishop, it's like, whoa.
Like, keep the puck.
How'd you do that? Yeah. Same with Rene on fucking...
Yeah, it's like when you're younger and you're playing mini hockey and, like, your offensive tackle of a friend is just playing goalie and it's like, I can't fucking score.
Just rip and clap his off of him. Like, get out of the fucking way.
I always thought about that. Like, being a kind of casual hockey fan, like, why wouldn't a team just put, like, Yokozuna or the Big Show or, like the fattest man ever in the net? Because at that point,
you do have
there's
to,
no room yeah. to get the puck in the net. So
it's called,
why?
It's called rebounding. First shot they'll have all day. First shot they'll have all day.
True.
Second shot.
Fivefold.
Never know. Anywhere.
So no one's tried it. I think they're being ignorant. I think you got to try it.
I think we need to start. We need to start a street hockey team and just put the biggest person we know in
like net. One of those people from my 800-pound life. Just put them in the net and see. Like again,
let
like
let them sit.
Again, yes, let them sit. Dead weight. You're not. There's no room.
That's true.
I'm just saying, like, why wouldn't anyone have, like...
Is there a person out there that's, like, as big as a net, like...
Probably.
Like, that, but, like...
But to convince them to get on... Could you convince them to get on skates? I don't know.
Someone that big cannot stand for a full hockey game. Tampa. So, like, sitting down, are they that big?
Let alone stand, you can't even get them out of their fucking bed, bro.
Yeah, there's no skates.
You're not getting them out of the house.
Double steak for lunch and dinner.
He has a heart attack and dies in the net. He probably has a shutout.
And a Stanley Cup.
You're right.
And a Stanley Cup. Yeah, might have a rank.
Yeah, this has got to be... The Bruins got to win this. They have to. They have to. After last year, after Steele's beard has... There's just so many things that are... reliant on them winning.
Should have been.
And that's not even being a homer. Like,
yeah, the big
problem. They're the one. They need it. They need it this year.
The big problem was last year they got their claim to fame. The Lightning lost early. The Capitals lost early, who usually have the Bruins number. So you never know where it can go this year. And I'm always afraid of Alexander Ovechkin. That team always terrifies me. Because they usually, I think it was like 15 games in a row, we just got socked by them like every time.
I would also love Braden Holtby to suck along with Bennington. Like I would like
him. I'm kind of a fan of Holtby besides when he plays a beast.
I'm a huge hater of that guy. That guy's an absolute scumbag. Fuck him.
Fuck. So on that case, someone who you're not saying fuck them, who's your steel salute for the week?
Big turn of face for the Steel Salute. One of my arch enemies of like 2 years ago, Joe fucking Kelly.
The king of Squantum, baby.
Squantum's finest. Coming from the clouds, talking shit. Maybe not throwing at Bregman and Correa. Who knows? He's on record saying he has no idea where the ball's going to fucking go when he throws it. So
I mean,
you know what I mean? It's a good quality way to get out
of it. It covers all your bases.
Yeah, quality way to get out of it. You know what I mean?
They said the commentary was like, nice swing, bitch.
Yeah, no, that's the best part. That's the best part is after throwing that to Correa, strikes him out, just champs him.
He says, nice swing, bitch.
At what point was he mowing his lawn one summer afternoon, like 3 years ago, and big Jim Hines, shout out to Jim Hines, Craig's dad, is just like, yo, maybe you should stop mowing that lawn like a bitch. And that's what he picked it up from.
Swing, bitch.
I mean, after he did throw that ball through the window at his wherever the fuck he was when he did, maybe he doesn't know where it's fucking going. No. I mean,
I'll tell
that
you,
definitely
though,
didn't look that way. But
I used to hate him, and then like 2 years ago when he
was good,
when he beat up. The brawl with the Yankees.
Yeah, he fought Tyler Austin.
He did. Tyler Austin's a big dude.
He still sucked after that. And then I'm like, shit, they're going to take him on the postseason roster. Then he fucks around. He's probably their best reliever in the whole playoffs. Fuck around with another World Series. I was like, wow.
He'd be the best pitcher on the Sox right now.
You won. If I had a segment of things, Antan's things that suck, it's the Red Sox rotation. That's mine.
Yeah. What a segment.
Is this a new one?
I might be.
Segment.
Well, actually, I'll bring up my segment now. We got
my bone out of the week.
I'm going to pull it to... I'll make the Tampa Bay roots.
Chaim Bloom. Chaim Bloom.
I'm calling him Chaim because fuck
him. He's yours now.
I hope he's not anytime sooner. This pitching staff needs to go. Third start. Roenick batting, JD Martinez second. I can't stand this.
Let me just take off my. I hear nothing.
You don't need to hear anything.
Let me take off my Red Sox hate everything hat and be real for a second. All right,
get it together. All right, Anthem, please.
Let me just take it off for a second. You look at the bats. All right, game two. They said Xander Bogaerts. Why? Somebody tell me. He pinch hit in the ninth. Why the fuck did he not start game two? They've been sitting for fucking how long?
Things happen.
I'm sure they do.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you have this rotation. I can't hear nothing.
You don't need to hear anything. We don't even need the headphones. Keep going. Give your fuck. If you're going to call them bonus, you better be giving a fucking good reason. We're not cutting any of this.
We have this rotation. All right. Eovaldi. Yeah. I'm a noted Eovaldi fan.
I'm big on Eovaldi.
He came from the Rays. Jalen Beeks, you guys heisted him from us. Fuck it. We couldn't have paid him.
Eovaldi hater. Yeah.
Who does Beeks play, play for now?
The Rays.
Oh, he still does?
Yeah.
I thought you said somehow
he's a Triple A punk.
No, but my point with this team is I've never seen a team after five games, and I'm basically just writing them off. They have no chance with this pitch.
And as your glasses are so crooked, right?
Good.
Good. I'm trying to.
No.
You look
no.
like the. Your glasses look like the Red Sox, like, future in this.
Exactly.
Season.
I like it.
Like, they look baffled.
No, the Red Sox
are
fucked.
They're done.
They lost to the Orioles.
Yeah, they're done.
I didn't even get to watch a game yet, and everyone's just like,
hey, Siri, what's the Red Sox score?
Oh, they're actually tied. They're not losing. They'll
still
be
losing.
That's a battle of bums
right
there.
Anyway, so the first time through the rotation, what was it? It was Eovaldi, then Perez, then who pitched third?
Oh, those
Weber.
Two.
Weber,
God,
was
no,
Weber then Osik, and then
Ostrich.
So they do have Zach Godley from the Diamondbacks, who's been successful in the MLB.
Yeah,
he's actually a very good pitcher.
Contract, right?
Yeah, he's on the roster. They signed Colin McHugh from the Astros. He had an injury problem.
Who's the boy that the Braves released? We should pick him up. I can't pronounce
it. Fultonavich.
Yeah.
Can we get him?
He looks like he's on drugs and has lost 20 pounds.
Drugs are okay sometimes.
Weed is tight.
I'm just saying. But, again, you have pitchers. Like, Martin Perez, yeah, he looked terrible.
He was horrible in spring training. Like, everyone thinks he's going to just flip the switch and get this team.
Can I just say... These Brian Johnson fucking, why is he not in this fucking rotation? Shut up! Shut the fuck up!
Who is saying that?
A lot of people.
Really?
Everyone likes a nice BJ, you know?
Yeah, I mean, what's he gonna
Craven
do?
Moorhead?
No one's gonna get that one. That's fine.
I don't even know any of the names that Anton is screaming about that are these people keeping you up. Who are these? That's my fault. I should know these names.
They're blowing it. They're blowing it for him on DFS.
Why is he so angry? Oh, all right.
DFS.
I give him that because he hates the Red Sox. So why the fuck does he even care?
You literally like shouldn't know who he's talking about. That's
Brian Johnson.
Like these aren't people you should. Even,
it's ridiculous. Like even,
these people blow. Yeah.
I have no problem saying like I'll say basically done with the Red Sox. Basically,
can we ask Jimmy? Can we ask Jimmy why he's betting on them? That's like my biggest question.
The other day because I mean today's my birthday, but 2 days ago it was my mom's birthday, so I thought
happy
they're not
belated birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah,
I thought the Red Sox were gonna win for you because you know life, but it did not work out that way, and I lost a lot of units. So, but
Gutterballs asked me, Anton, what's your bet? And I give him my bets. He goes, oh, I already put these fucking five bets in. It's like, all right, why'd you ask me?
My big thing with the Red Sox, though, they still can hit. But even this Roenick bastard's batting like J.D. Martinez. That guy should be batting cleanup at all
Roenicky.
Times. He's the best hitter. I said that.
You said Roenick.
Whatever you said was not close.
Again, he doesn't deserve me to pronounce his last
no,
name
he
right.
doesn't.
He sucks.
I had no idea that was your manager. Like, I saw that on Twitter, like, that guy's
right,
name, and I was like, who the fuck
well,
is that?
Well, because Cora got banned.
Yeah, like, I thought he was a pitcher or something. Like,
I wanted
no
Gabe Kapler, and I didn't fucking get him.
Yeah,
I wanted that all day. I wouldn't care if he sucks. Just having Gabe Kapler run around Fenway Park again is everything I ever wanted.
No, I mean...
I feel bad for Sam. Sam should we get... Jacob Sack that we had on earlier. He
right,
should be getting a fucking
Phillies.
Call. I know you got a trade. I don't know.
It takes a lot of time. Minor leagues is tough. But I get what you're saying.
He should be pitching right now.
I'd rather see him pitch than
that's what I'm saying. That's
ostrich,
what I'm trying to say.
Fucking an ostrich. Why don't we get Flamingo next? What the fuck is this shit?
I think you're right, Naz. I agree with you. The Red Sox are probably done this year. Steals Yankees will probably win the World Series for goodness sake, which is depressing.
Chance. Not a chance.
But I'll say
it's
this one.
Joe Kelly comeback tour, baby. Let's go.
Aaron Judge has just hit his first home run of the year. Just want to throw that out.
Yikes.
Get it on record.
But one thing I want to remain positive on the Red Sox season, and it's my personal favorite player, is my guy Jackie Bradley Jr. I know he's not the most fierce bat in the lineup, but he's had a hot start for this year. I still have faith in a really good outfielder, and I think that's someone that we can
best glove in the game.
Jackie, future Colorado.
Magic
Rocky
Mike was
Bradley,
looking like
yeah.
him okay. yesterday in the outfield.
Literally a poor man.
If he went to Colorado, if Jackie Bradley Jr. went to Colorado, he'd probably start hitting some bombs.
Bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in Colorado. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck it. Why not just put him on the Rays? Get him in the bubble.
Well, you don't need him. You don't need him.
Kevin Kiermaier?
Yeah.
The platinum outfielder?
Have we done World Series picks?
I mean, you can pick your poison.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, yeah, last time. You have the
Reds. We haven't heard yours, so you might as well give
yours.
Yeah,
what's your World Series pick?
Yikes.
What is it, the Red Sox and the Dodgers?
No, I'm not going homer. I'm not going homer. The Red Sox have no chance. I'm with my boy Naz.
I also think, though, before your pick.
Mm-hmm.
They have 8 teams now per playoffs. So it's like 2
Why
teams.
A pool?
So it's bigger. Instead of... What was it? 10? Now it's 16.
Yeah,
I think that's a big difference. If the Red Sox gonna pull some backdoor bullshit, I'm all here for it. But at the same time,
yeah,
thumbs
you
down.
Should focus on winning the next one, dude. Like you should not worry about. The
I'll take that trash talk today.
Your team hasn't won a World Series in fucking 11 years.
They
dude.
Stand
get over
a legitimate
it.
Chance.
We've won 4 in the last.
You guys suck. Games. Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm coming from a Rays fan who's right, never won
Jimmy
anything.
You're tripping me when you have literally quit on your team after like right. 4 days. Like,
wait,
you're a disgusting fan. I don't
want
to hear it.
If you had pictures like Flamingo and fucking Weber, you would agree with me.
No.
No. Yes. No.
No. I've had awful pitching staffs over the
I am a Rays fan.
Not that bad.
I've had fucking
not that
terrible
bad.
Pitching.
I am
not
a goddamn
bad.
Fucking Rays fan. What do you think I've gone through?
Some prestige pitching.
You yeah, we are people. Fucking sick.
No big poor, deal. Poor people.
The second tier of Casey Fossum.
Can we let Jimmy get his picks in?
Yeah. I'm kind of flabbergasted. I feel like it's wide open for a lot of teams. And the thing is, the team I actually think is going to win, I fucking hate and wish nothing but the worst things for. So I'm not even going to say it. Fine. It's the... I can't. The thing
it's
is, I like the I like the Dodgers too. But with them getting Mookie, like fuck them too. I'm sorry. What I actually think is going to happen, the season is going to get canceled.
Yes. Yeah, there we go.
There will be no World Series
thank
champions.
You. It's about time someone.
There'll be at least no Marlins.
Yeah.
You can't just cancel
yeah,
the Marlins.
Yes, I agree.
The
no,
Marlins
cannot.
Suck.
The Seattle Kraken is going to become the replacement team.
I hope they cancel the Red Sox.
No, all right. I mean, I think I really do think the baseball gets canceled. They're going to drag it out as long as possible. I give it over under 2.5.
I still didn't hear James's picks. Was that?
That's my pick. I really, I can't say the Yankees because fuck them. But again, it's really tough for me. The Braves, I think, could possibly do something.
I like that. That's a good pick.
The Atlanta Braves.
I do have Marcelo Ozuna as a home run champ at that plus like 9,000.
Sean Newcomb, Middleborough native, future guest on the show. He had a tough start the other night.
Yeah, we gotta start blowing up Sean Newcomb.
I know his uncle works for me, actually.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying that.
There's our plug.
Braves versus coronavirus. Let's just put it in. That's the final.
They're
fucked.
I really think so.
Dodgers. I want Astros Dodgers.
Both
of them. Yeah, fuck that.
Steele's got the easiest picks ever.
Yeah,
Yankees
what a fucking dunce.
I'll say this, though. I couldn't go homer because, you know, the Red Sox really are not going to win the World Series, unfortunately. But the Boston Bruins might. The Boston Celtics might. And you know who just did? The Boston Cannons.
So
we got to start planning. We're going to have a lot of parades around our vicinity. Maybe Steele and Naz. We go on. We try to get some advertisements out there. Maybe we become parade control.
We should get a cannon.
Did the Cannons just win the World Series at fucking
lacrosse? Yeah.
They
do not see.
Did.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was.
Naz had a great tweet.
I mean, we'll start with drinking some Natty Daddies in the second coach of the Mount Woods at 8 a.m.
That was a great tweet.
Yeah.
I might be.
Is there a parade? I mean, I know because what's going on. There's a global pandemic, but. The parade should be in Quincy, too. That's
my
where they play.
My only pet peeve should be the Quincy Cannons. This Boston Cannons, who the fuck from...
Maybe that's the angle line. We can all take. Like, yeah. We gotta rename...
Yeah, they play as veterans, like, grow
yeah,
up.
We should start a petition.
You're a Quincy team.
The Bradley Field Crusaders. Big shout out to episode
it's,
1.
You know, it's funny, too, man, because, like, you think about it. Quincy, right? Like, we're on the outside of Boston. motherfuckers in Boston, and I, respectfully so, like, oh, if you're from Quincy, don't be telling other people you're from Boston. It's a really, like, you know, city-type deal. So know what? Boston Cannons did not win the lacrosse championship. It was the Quincy Cannons, baby. You play in Veterans Memorial Field. Get out of my face.
Change starts here.
Have never won the Patriot League, but yeah, we'll win a Major League Lacrosse Championship.
You goddamn right we will. You goddamn right.
Gotta skip the first one. Fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, folks, just want
to... Wait. Don't you dare fucking cut off my Magic Mike Minute.
Woo! Did.
You cut me off last week. I was going to give people some great investing
advice. I didn't cut you off. This guy over here did.
True. Yeah. Anton, you guys aren't in the studio to witness it, but Anton is the biggest liability around any equipment.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Mass Music Radio Headquarters is liable to have a electricity shock outage at any friggin' second with this guy next to it. Also, shout out Mass Music Radio. Buy their merch. Also, use that to get 10% off Bravo Pizza.
Between Anton and the newly member of Mass Music Radio, Scooby,
there's
definitely going to be an equipment liquid malfunction. Yeah, definitely at some point of a Truly or a Stugan knocked over. So,
So what's your Magic Mike Minute?
My Magic Mike Minute's quick this week. It's for a fake sim football league that a few of us are a part of. Actually, the majority of the people at this table. It's about time that it got the...
Who's Tubby McFadfuck?
Tubby McFadfuck. It's about time it got its exposure.
Yeah,
especially now with coronavirus really possibly going to take down sports again. This thing's been going on since April. When did it start, Gutter Balls? Like, right when fucking Corona hit, right?
To not try to talk everyone's ear off about
let's keep this
brief. Fake Twitter simulation league. But it's very easy to join, and it's very fun, too, as Anton and Magic Mike can tell you. But all you got to do is basically make a Twitter dedicated to being a sim football player. College football player. It's been going on since April. I'm Gutter Balls.
And I'm Magic Mike Management.
Magic Mike. There's a whole community of people. It's very similar to what Coach Doug's, a.k.a. Big Cat, did with the whole fake reality.
I'll never reveal my alias.
Naz has joined the party late as a reporter. There's reporter Twitter accounts. There's
TMZ. The whole nine.
Yeah.
It's a real fake world.
There's RDFL, Pornhub,
underground sex trafficking.
It's a fun thing, and if you're interested in joining, it's Road Dogs Football League. It's a real fun time if you're trying to kill some time.
And shout out to them. There's the quarterfinals, I think, playoffs tonight.
Grayson just fucking took a dump on Notre Dame.
We won't get too much into that. But
touchdowns.
So when do you know when the actual championship is?
July 31st is the championship. And
is that tomorrow?
Friday night.
Stupid scheduling. Friday night is the freaking RDFL Season 2 championship. It's going to be a big one. They stream it live on Twitch. We're all going to be in the chat. And you know how we get in the chat.
We're shouting it out right now. But the thing is, I had just recently retired after... becoming probably the most electrifying man in all of Sim League football entertainment. And it's the legend of Gutter Balls has, taken a life of its own. And it's kind of taken my life, honestly. It's quite pathetic. But the thing is, it's a lot of fun. And
Clemson up 3-0 in the semis right now.
That's not good.
Craven, fuck, he hit a field goal!
That's Anton's rival, Craven Moorhead. And that's the thing. I recently became a coach. I had a huge coaching scandal. I was 2 days in the job, and then I just retired because. No paternal action, but it was a really just stressful change from being a player to a coach. So
honestly, if you enjoyed Jimmy's content, watching his progression as the Gutterballs character is must watch. I wrote an article on it once. I couldn't keep up. Like, his life moves fucking fast, and it's still moving fast. He's retired now. He'll probably be back in the league by tonight. So
that's the Road Dogs Football League.
Make sure you follow him on Twitter.
For the people that are interested, the Road Dogs
Football League. That's my Magic Mike Minute.
We got
some big commitment videos.
Gutter Balls, one of the best in the game.
Just signing on. Just fuck off, Adam. Alright, I'm good.
Yeah, shut this thing down.
He's good. Alright, folks. Want to thank you for tuning in. Sam Jacobsack, always welcome on the show. That was a great time seeing Milton and Quincy come together there. We're also going to have more Steel and Naz merch. We're waiting, hopefully, on a nice design from, you know, we'll keep that under the wraps. But, yeah, we'll give you a little tidbit there. Also, we just threw out our Steel and Naz PGA Championship pool. That's going to go between August 6th and 9th. And we need people to fill out our survey here. It's going to be a good time. You pick your top four golfers. The best combined score wins all the dough. Anton, you got anything to add on that?
If you finish ahead of me, $50 bounty on my head, I'll pick one random person. And I'll give them $50 to finish ahead of me in the standing. So if
you come in like last and everyone...
No, I said I'll pick one random that finishes ahead of me. Sorry. So when I come in first, I pay no one.
Okay.
So stay tuned for that flyer, which is already out. We'll keep advertising it as it comes up, you know? So that's all from Steel and Naz.
Wait.
Yo, what's up?
Oh, people are blogs, too.
Take the blogs.
We are blogging. I'm going to get back in the blog game. I had a couple good tier ranking blogs. I had my debut blog. And that's one thing I really enjoy and appreciate you guys letting me do for the Steel and Naz website, the blogs. So shout out the blogs.
Every day. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, I've...
Your pizza blog was awesome.
We all got to write blog. We all got to get back to
blogging. I won 60K and I didn't blog about it.
We're sorry.
Yeah. Shame on me.
We're all going to... Give you blogs.
Again, when you won that 60K, we should exactly Howie from Uncut Gems you and just shot you right between the eyes. Because that was probably the happiest you're going to be on this. I still think there's probably another $1 million bet that you're going to win. So
I
doubt it.
I got six figures in my head.
I doubt it.
That's my aim. Like I hit, what, fucking 4,000 on the horses the other day? Didn't give a fuck.
Reds, White Sox, baby.
Betting is ruined. Yeah. Betting is ruined.
Why
for
haven't
me.
You bet on that like World Series matchup yet? That should happen. That's got to be like, money.
Big
money.
Oh,
no.
Already backing away from it.
I have $2,000 in baseball futures, like home run champions and stuff. I have $100 in Rafael Devers. Fuck you, Rafael.
It's an 8-man attendee. What a stiff.
Yeah, he's a big stiff. But I do have Marcelo Zuna. That's like plus 9,000. I got Stan. Plus 1,800
from Alonzo. Let's end it with a nice happy birthday to Jimmy.
Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Thank James. You, guys. Thank you.
You got our balls for Saturday.
24 years young. Kobe year. Let's get it.
Mamba year.
Be safe out there, folks. One love.
Have a good one.
Happy birthday, Jimmy.